AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A prominent independent candidate is putting a halt to his 2024 presidential bid. Jackie Quinn has the story.
The DNC waged continual legal warfare against both President Trump and myself.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the Democratic Party worked to keep him out of the race, and now he's afraid of being a spoiler. So he's suspending his campaign in key battleground states and gave reasons why he's endorsing Donald Trump.
Free speech, a war in Ukraine, and the war on our children.
Kennedy says Trump has promised him a position in fighting childhood and adult diseases.
We will make Americans healthy again.
Linking disease to processed foods and chemicals in the environment. Trump said of Kennedy yesterday.
Very smart, a little bit different, and that's okay.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The AP's learned at least five Secret Service agents have been placed on modified duty after the assassination attempt on former President Trump. They include the special agent in charge of the Pittsburgh field office and three other agents responsible for security planning ahead of the July 13th rally in Butler, PA. 16 Republican-led states are suing to end a Biden administration program that could provide a path to citizenship to nearly 500,000 immigrants without legal status but who are married to U.S. citizens. Nebraska voters will choose between two competing abortion measures in November to either expand abortion rights or limit abortions to the current 12-week ban. A second former Memphis police officer has pleaded guilty to civil rights violations in the 2023 fatal beating of Tyree Nichols. Prosecutors are recommending a 40-year prison sentence. Nichols was beaten by five officers after a traffic stop and died of his injuries 3 days later. And a Florida Panhandle sheriff's deputy is facing a charge of manslaughter with a firearm in the May 3rd shooting death of senior airman Roger Fortson. This is AP News. Wall Street's been expecting this signal for a while.
The time has come for policy to adjust.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell all but proclaimed victory over inflation today in a much-anticipated speech in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So how'd it go over?
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks rallied on Wall Street after the head of the Federal Reserve confirmed that interest rate cuts are on the way. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said inflation had cooled enough for the Fed to begin bringing interest rates down from their highest levels in more than 20 years. Lower rates will come as a relief to households and businesses by making it cheaper to borrow money. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Friday, pulling the index closer to the all-time high it set last month. The Dow added 462 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.5%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note dropped to 3.80%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.